I'm not surprised, to be honest with you, but at the same time, it's very disappointing to see the figures, and there are many and varied reasons for it. There are double the amount of people with disabilities unemployed as there are opposed to the people in the rest of the population.
And what measures would you like to see the government take?
It's just over 2 years ago now, the government put in place a 10-year strategy for employment for people with disabilities. And we're 2 years on, and you have figures like that. And at the time, many people within the disability sector said quite rightly that this wouldn't create one job for people with disabilities. The first thing that needs to change is the infrastructure. First and foremost, people can't get to work often. If you take a county like Donegal, you've no public transport system that's accessible to people with disabilities. But yet and all, a couple of years ago, the government, in their wisdom, took away the mobility grant and the motorised transport grant. So if people were to take up a job, how do they get to their work? People not having maybe adequate personal assistance services in place to be able to assist them to get to work, to be able to carry out their jobs, and to be able to be active within the labour market. And not only Donegal, but I mean anybody in rural Ireland at all. You know, like, all you have to do is look at, which I always pick out, Michaela, as the single biggest issue, is transport. I mean, accessible transport is just simply non-existent. And, you know, that just creates a problem in itself straight away. Like, you can apply for all the jobs you want, but how are you supposed to get there?